This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
Another week, another attempt to pull my black card. This week, I went and got vaccinated and then immediately received a message that my blackness was under review. To be honest with you, I thought it was revoked after I couldn't keep a white girl, but I guess I don't make the rules.
What is TWS podcast episode, whatever, who cares at this point?
Bar.
The rant of the vindicator.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Red. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
I'm ready.
I feel like the end is
staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, ready.
God and saying, and for the wicked to rule the world, say God and God and saying, and for the wicked to rule the world, God and God and saying, and for the wicked to rule the world, and even when they do, it's a matter of truth before they wicked ruling is through. So God said, these streets.
God save these streets. All right, y'all, what's up? Welcome to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I'm your boy, J.D.I. Flan, and I want to thank you first and foremost for giving up a little bit of your time to spend with me, chill, talk about some things, figure some shit out. Who knows? You could be anywhere else in the world, but you're here with me. It's greatly appreciated. With that said, man. Yeah, interesting week. Got vaccinated, got questioned. It's whatever. My arm's still a little bit sore, but other than that, I'm good. Man, I don't know where this episode is going to go. Let's see what the Grammys was last night. Was that Nas? Here we go with like my blackness thing. So how do you do Nas? How do you do the plural of Nas? Not the plural, but the possessive of Nas. Is that Nas's? Was that Nas's first Grammy, from what I understand? I think so. I didn't even like peep that album, King's Disease. I guess I need to actually listen to that. I should have learned my lesson. I did the whole story about me missing out on a relationship, a situationship, because I didn't listen to a Nas song. Now I done skipped the whole album. Who knows what I missed out on? Anyway. But yeah, Megan, I don't know. Cardi, I guess, had big nights. Blue Ivy won a Grammy. I don't know. Okay. No diss, Jay. Please don't. Please. Let me live. But what else? What else happened? Beyonce became the... she has the most wins by a woman. Most Grammys. I don't know. I barely pay attention to it. I don't do the award shows. I'm not a big, like... I don't know. I guess there's a couple of celebrities that I feel like I'm a fan of, and I want to know more about them, and I want to see them and understand them. Like, there's a few people, I guess, but on the whole, like, I'm not very into the celebrity thing and fashion. And fashion makes my balls itch, to be honest with you. Like, it's just weirdness for the sake of weirdness at this point, in my opinion. If that's your thing, you know, hey, enjoy it, love it. But in my opinion, we just doing crazy shit to see like how far we can take shit and have somebody co-sign it. It honestly feels like the emperor's clothes. Like somebody gonna come out butt naked and dare you to say that they don't have on the flyest shit and watch what happens. Getting past all of that, I did have my time with Chef Elise this week. She opted, her decision, to not do our smoothie tea party that we normally do. So we didn't do the smoothies in the little glasses. Well, we actually did. I think we did have some smoothie in the little cups with straws. But we put most of it in popsicle molds. We made smoothie popsicles. That's what she wanted. And luckily, they didn't take as long to freeze as I thought they would. I guess, you know, since I'm using frozen fruit, and a lot of the stuff was pretty cold to begin with, it didn't take long to solidify. Because she was killing me with the, are they ready yet? Are they ready yet? Like, how do I explain this concept of time and patience to a 5-year-old? Like, I'm trying to get the point across. Like, I thought I had set the expectation before we started that it was going to take a while. But yeah, what's a while to a 5-year-old? Learn that lesson the hard way. But anyway, yeah, the smoothie popsicles went over really well. She loved those. She had like 4 of them before she left. And she really had like not been doing the smoothie. Like, she would drink that little like teacup size portion of the smoothie for our little tea party because she enjoyed doing that. But then I would be stuck with like a pitcher full of, you know, smoothie that she didn't really want. But the popsicles killed them. Like, same shit. It's a 5-year-old for you. And then later on that night, I got a really cool dad moment. I put on, you know, lullabies for her on YouTube. I found like a YouTube video that goes on for several hours of lullabies, you know, when it's time for her to go to sleep. We've been doing that since she was a baby. And so now she's like very engaged in like picking the right lullaby, like picking what she wants to watch to fall asleep to. Part of it is just she's just trying to stall. Like, it's a stalling strategy. Like, let's extend this whole bedtime ritual. I'm going to make it real difficult for us to pick one. And part of it is like, yeah, she does want like a very specific thing. Like, she'll get locked in on something and like, that's her lullaby for like a month. And then she'll move on. But this week she was like, I haven't counted sheep in a while. I was like, okay, I don't know that you ever did, but bet. And so she wanted to do a video of a sheep jumping over a fence so she could count the sheep. And so I got to sit and listen to my 5-year-old count to 100 out loud. And it was like super dope. Like, it was, I don't know, man. That did something to me. Like, I didn't, you know, I don't get to see her as often, and you know, I don't feel a part of things. I mean, I honestly didn't know she could do that. Like, you know, the teachers and things say, you know, she's pretty advanced, but when you try to get her to do something for you, like, I don't know if other parents had this experience, but like, the stuff they do in school, and then they come home, and you'd be like, oh, you know what, what's 2 + 2? And then they don't want to do it. Like, they act like they don't know, you know, but the teachers are telling you that, like, they knocking everything out the park, but you try to get them to do something for you, it never happens. So, yeah, counting and stuff, like, I felt like she could do it, but I never was allowed to experience it because she don't do that for dad. But, yeah, I got to sit and listen to her count to 100 out loud. It's pretty dope. And then once she got to 100, then it got hilarious. Like, then it just got, and it was cute. I love it because I can see her trying to figure things out. Like, she wasn't going to use the fact that she didn't know what came after 100 as a reason to stop counting. She was going to just figure the shit out. So I think it went from like 100 to like 110 somehow. And then she counted backwards from 110 back to 100. And then it got to 150%. And then that she counted backwards from the 150% back to like 105%. Then it went to 100 million. Like, she was just throwing 100 in front of other shit she knew that had something to do with numbers. And that's her strategy. And I thought that was dope too. Like, hopefully one day I'll be able to be a part of her understanding what comes next. And her getting to understand the pattern of numbers and why a base 10 works the way it is. I'm gonna nerd it up. But I want her to understand the concept of counting, not just memorization. That's not usually what we talk about on this show, so I'm going to keep moving. But yeah, it was a super dope moment. Felt good to be a dad that night. Yeah. All right, so on to, I guess, I don't have a lot. I guess what I really wanted to talk about. I played that song in the intro, Mos Def. Yeah, I've had like a 90s resurgence. Recently, I went to the barbershop the other day and he was playing straight 90s music. Had some Method Man, some Mos Def. It's crazy that Method Man is 50. That's fucking with me. But yeah, that song, man, it's Dollar Day. I forget what album that's off of. But it's mostly about, you know, the Katrina floods and, you know, and what happened in New Orleans and you know, the government or the country as a whole not being willing to, I don't know, spend the money or do what it take to help those people. It's crazy how like the stuff is still relevant. Like we still have issues with disasters or things that are not nearly as impactful as what Katrina was. And then we still have issues with like people not being willing to help or governments and things that you reach out to all of a sudden not being willing to help. But I picked that particular song because there's a line in the song where he said, "Freedom ain't free. Quit being cheap, nigga. Freedom ain't free." And some things have happened this week that made that like resonate with me. One of them being, and I didn't really pay attention. I didn't watch the Meghan. I didn't watch the British royalty. Are they even royalty anymore? They gave it up, right? They walked away from it. I don't know, but I watched the Meghan Markle. Is it still Prince Harry? I didn't watch the interview, but there were some things that happened. I guess I don't even know the British journalist's name, Pierce something or something Pierce. He had some comments about Meghan that I think were taken racially. I think he was addressing like not believing her story about her her mental health issues or the mental health things she went through, you know, as being a part of the royal family, or you know, the discrimination she felt from the royal family. But you know, he made some comments, took issue on it, and of course he received some backlash from the public and from fans. He received some backlash from his colleagues on the show. There was a clip of like one of his colleagues from the morning show he does in the UK, you know, pretty much laying into him, and he gets up and walks off, and then he tweeted later that, you know, he stands behind what he had to say. That's how he feels. That was his opinion. And we must not understand freedom of speech. And yeah, I wanted to kind of address that because I hear that a lot. Like, I heard something else about somebody, a celebrity. I can't remember what the issue was, but the person, you know, did defended themselves saying, you know, I'm entitled to my opinion. It's my opinion, blah, blah, blah. You know, facts. Super facts. You are entitled to your opinion. And yes, there is freedom of speech. But freedom of speech means that they can't. I don't know what it is in the UK, but in the US, freedom of speech is that, you know, the federal government can't create laws to prohibit, you know, your freedom of speech. They can't create laws to say you can't say something. That does not mean that what you say has no consequences. You know, if you say something, and Talib Kweli said this and it kind of resonated with me. I'm doing an episode where I'm talking about Mohsen Talib. Dope. I ain't planned it that way. But yeah, Talib Kweli said this once, like, you know, words have context and consequences, and you need to understand both. You need to understand the context that you're using it in, and then you need to be willing to accept the consequences that are going to come from what you have to say. Because you can say whatever it is that you want to say. You have the freedom of speech, but freedom ain't free. There's a price to be paid for that. There are consequences for what you say. There is a reaction to what you say. There can be backlash to what you say. You don't have free reign to just do. You do have free reign to do whatever, but you don't have free reign to do whatever and then tell everybody else they got to love it or they got to shut up about it. Like, nah, you know, you can say what you want to say. You can have your opinion and you can express it publicly. But somebody may have an opinion about your opinion and they express it publicly. What are you going to do? Freedom ain't free. I watched this other thing I was talking to my roommate, Zay, about the other day. It was a young guy. It looked like maybe it was filmed in the 60s or something. You know, I've talked about it on the show before, but they do that thing where, like, for some reason, if it's a black person doing something, you know, in the 60s or 70s, like, the shit got to be in black and white. Like they didn't have color TV or photography back then. Like, it's crazy. They make it seem way older than it actually is. So it was this video of this kid, and you know, and he's talking about, you know, the situation in America. And it's so crazy that this stuff is still, like, 100% relevant, like, 50, 60 years later. But he's talking about, you know, like, what we're asking for is for you to keep your word. Like, if you say that all men are created equal, we're asking you to keep your word and show us that all men are created equal. If you say, you know, that we have these unalienable rights, then we're saying keep your word and show us that we have these rights. And he talks about, you know, like, we're asking. And at a certain point, how much longer do you ask? I was talking to Zay, and Zay brought up a quote from somebody, I don't remember who, But it was pretty much saying, like, any freedom you have to ask for ain't freedom. Like, if somebody has to give you your freedom, you pretty much saying that person has the power to give it to you, and then therefore they had the power to take it away from you, to deny it. And that's not freedom. But freedom has a cost. Freedom has a price. Freedom ain't free. You know, it feels like, you know, in this, and I'm not inciting anything, but it feels like we're trying to do it the nice way. We're trying to ask. But at a certain point, everybody needs, you know, if you want this equality and this freedom that we ask for, there is a price to be paid for it. And sometimes it's uncomfortable conversations. Sometimes it's, you know, in the past, it's been dogs and water hoses and incarceration. But it ain't free. Sometimes you have to just, you can't ask for your freedom. You have to assert your freedom. You just have to say, I'm free, and act as in that manner. Act as if you're a free person. And then you have to, you know, you have to know that there will be consequences. Be prepared for those consequences. I ain't gonna say accept the consequences, but don't act like they ain't coming. Don't be the lady coming out the Capitol like, they pushed me and they maced me, and you like so like baffled. Like, how the hell did that happen? I'm befuddled. Like, well, you know, why would they mace me? I'm just expressing myself politically by tearing down a federal building and taking pictures of myself doing it. You know, how is that wrong? Like, don't be surprised, but be prepared for consequences. I feel like that's where we are. Like, so many things happen these days, and people just don't seem to believe in consequences. Like they believe that somehow freedom means that you get to be, say, do whatever you want, and like there's nothing that comes back at that. No, freedom is just the ability to do that. Just the ability to be, say, do whatever you want. And you have that ability. That ability is not restricted by the consequences, but you're not protected from the consequences. They come. People that you do something, people might have something to say about it. You say something, people might have something to say about it. You might lose viewers. You might lose business. You might lose friends. You might lose relationships, whatever. That's not anybody denying you your freedom of speech. That is the consequences that come with freedom. That is the price that comes with freedom. You get the freedom to fuck up. I'm going to use, this is a horrible analogy, but I'm going to do it anyway. I always talk to people about like the difference between iOS and Android. And I tell them like Apple is very constricted. You do Apple, it works every time, but it works every time because you can only do it one way. Whereas to me on Android, you have the freedom to do it however you want to. But that includes the freedom to break it, to fuck it up. And now the shit don't work. And now you, but the iOS works every time. Well, that's because only you kind of in a box. You can't move around too much. Android, you can do whatever you want, including fuck it up. So yeah, you can do whatever you want, including make shit harder for you, or, you know, create a negative response. But that's what it is. It is what it is. I hate saying that, but it's so fucking true. Life on life's terms. That's what they teach us. I don't know. In other news, I'm freaking out because I'm moving out. I'm getting my own place. I'm going to stop doing the roommate thing and the sober living situation. I think it's time. So, yeah, on the 1st of April, I will be moving in my own spot. It's going to be really like my first, like, I guess, bachelor pad. Like, it's going to be weird. Like, I had an apartment in, like, my early 20s, but I'm known as a serial monogamist. That's what people used to call me when I was much younger. I don't even know who, like, coined the term serial monogamous, but that's what I got. And yeah, so I got the apartment, and like within weeks of me having moving out of my mom's house and having my own apartment, I pretty much had, you know, the girl I was dating at the time staying with me. That lasted like a summer, and then, you know, I was single for a minute before you know, I had the next person, like, not staying with me, but there, like, all the time. So I never really had, like, the whole, like, bachelor pad situation where, like, this is just my spot. It's comfortable for me. Maybe I make it comfortable for other people. I try to show off. Like, I've spent a lot of money on this apartment. I'm uncomfortable with the amount of money I spent on this apartment. But I feel like that's going to be someplace I'm proud of. I'm going to want to bring people back. You know, I got some shit to show off. But this is a new experience for me. I haven't lived alone in like 2 years. So it is going to be interesting. The last time I lived alone, things didn't go too well. But I'm hoping that I've grown. I learned some things. I'm in a better place. I'm on my meds, all of that stuff. But your freedom ain't free. There's a price. You know, I want my freedom. I want to not have roommates and maybe not have as many rules and not have to deal with some of the stuff that comes as a part of the situation I'm in now. And so to get that freedom, I got to pay a price. I got to pay a financial price. And I'm also going to be like walking away. I'm going to be trading off some things. I'm going to be trading off some freedoms for some support. You know, it's not going to be as readily available as it is. Everything has a cost, basically. I guess is the point of this. Everything has a cost. And you got to be prepared to pay it. You know, if you want it bad enough, be prepared to pay the price for it. Whatever it is. Even if you think you deserve it, it's yours. Sometimes in taking it, there's a cost. Everything has a cost. And just be prepared to pay it. But I guess I'm going to cut this episode short. That's really all I got. I didn't have a lot to talk about this week. Yeah, man. For some reason, today has been a bad day for me and my feelings a little bit. Just tired. I think it's money. Like, if you want to depress me, like, it don't matter how much money I have. Spending a certain dollar amount is going to fuck with me every time. Like, I went to Target yesterday. Target. So how much money could I have spent? But I went to Target to buy like cleaning supplies. I got nothing. So, you know, I'm starting fresh. I don't have pots, pans, plates. You know, I got nothing. I got to buy everything. So I went to Target to buy a bunch of stuff. And like, I really wanted to tell the cashier, like, is there a way you could turn the thing around so I can't see? And like, I just give you the card and you just ring it up. Don't give me a receipt. Like, I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I don't want to know what the damage is. Let me be surprised later on when I look at my account or something. But I don't want to know. I don't want the rest of my day fucked up because of how much I just spent at Target. And it was a lot. It was a lot. And I didn't even get the matching toilet brush and plunger set that I wanted. I was trying to be that baller that like my bathroom matched to the point where the toilet brush and the plunger fit the color scheme. And I didn't do it, and I still had to. Now I feel like, what's the point of me spending all that money and I don't have a matching toilet brush? You know, I should have just done it. I could still take it back. I don't know how we got there, but it's all good, right? I'm gonna take a sip of my sparkling water. Probably another reason my black card to get revoked. But yeah, usual calls to action. Zaya Fitness. Please check him out on Instagram, ZAYAH Fitness. If you're in need of a personal trainer, you're in need of nutrition advice, any of that, you know, Division I athlete, dude is in shape, GM of a gym, you can't go wrong with Zaya Fitness. Hit him up. He can get you where you want to be. If you're looking for ways to be impactful, if you're looking for ways to involve yourself in the cost of freedom, ttcharities.org. Check them out. You know, they always got something going on, always trying to take care of their folks and be your brother's keeper. So ttcharities.org, please check them out. Donate what you can, time, money, books, clothes. Sometimes just a like, a repost, a retweet, whatever it is, goes a long way. So please check out ttcharities.org, my bad. And then what is tws.com? I do have the merch. I bought a whole bunch of stuff for myself. I got hats. I got hoodies. I got t-shirts. I got your transitional wear. You can get a hoodie because this is like the fake spring and it's still about to be a little bit cold. And you get some t-shirts. So you can suns out, guns out, whatever it is that you want to do. I don't know. Hit up Zaya. Get the fitness right. And then you could really like show it off with the t-shirts. I'm trying. Anyway, buy something. Hoodie season is the coupon code HOODIESZN. 20% off everything. Don't know how much longer that's going to last, but I'll probably just replace it with another one. But hoodie season, get you 20% off. What is TWS.com/store? yeah, if you like what you heard here today, please subscribe, review, rate if you can. Even if you didn't like it, leave me a review. Tell me what you didn't like. I take constructive criticism. I'm trying to do a AMA, Ask Me Anything, for my 200th episode. This is episode 193, so 200 is right around the corner. I have an AMA page set up on my website, so whatistws.com. You'll see AMA at the top. You can drop an anonymous question in there, and I'll if I get enough, I'll answer as many of the questions as I possibly can. But, you know, y'all know I'm an open book. You can ask me anything. I'm going to address it. Be as honest and candid about it as I possibly can, and we'll see where it goes. I'm hoping that works out. But with all that being said, we're going to leave out of here. I came in on Mos Def. We're going to leave out on Mos Def. I thought this song was dope because I bought the album and I was listening to it, and I get to a song that's like in all Spanish, like Mos Def rapping in Spanish. And I just thought that was crazy dope. So I'm gonna end it with that, because really, after all is said and done, you know, with everything going on right now, pandemics and political issues, at the end of the day, when we got nothing left, you know, all we have is our connections and our relationships with one another, you know, and the closeness that we can have and the love that we can have for one another. At the end of the day, that's it. There is nothing else. So with that said, be safe, be the light, be easy. Love y'all.
I'm in Claro, claro, claro que sí. No hay nada más, no hay nada más. Final, no hay nada más. Claro, claro, claro que sí. No hay nada más, y no hay nada más. Final, no hay nada más.